Apple is changing its attitude on apps. I'm Bridget Carey, and this is your CNET update for Tuesday, June 3rd. Apple dropped a ton of software news on Monday at its annual developers conference. Among the big changes to the operating systems on mobile and Mac computers, there were several tiny changes that could actually make a big impact. Apple is loosening its grip and giving developers more control over what apps can do. They can make new styles of on-screen keyboards, which was off-limits before. Future apps will be able to use the fingerprint scanner on the home button. And you can bet some apps will maybe use that for mobile payments or added banking security. And speaking of payments, Apple is reversing its stance on Bitcoin. It updated the guidelines for apps so that they can use, quote, approved virtual currencies. So maybe we'll see Bitcoin payment apps again on the iPhone. The notification pull-down menu will have interactive alerts and widgets. For example, you could increase your bid on an eBay item from the notification bar instead of going into the eBay app. You can download extensions to the Safari web browser, so apps like Pinterest can make it easy to share while you're in a website. This increased programming freedom is starting to sound like Android, isn't it? But there's a price for the freedom. Apple also rolled out changes that can make you feel locked into their world. If Apple makes it annoying to jump to another system, like Android, you'll probably be encouraged to keep buying all Apple products. Messaging, photos, iCloud Drive, they're all key to keeping you in Apple's universe. And if apps on an iPhone talk easily with the Mac, well, you won't want to mix and match Apple with Windows or Android. Apple wants to hook you in with more photo editing tools, but Google is putting up a good fight. Google updated the Google Plus app on iOS with new photo sharing and editing tools. The changes rolled out to Android last month, but they're now on the iPhone and iPad. It's designed to be easier to make quick edits and automatically pick the best pictures from your vacation to share online. Also in mobile, there has been lots of attention on wearable computers, like smartwatches. Many new Android models will be coming out this year. We're still waiting to see what Apple's working on. But one product has a different approach on how to smarten up your existing watch. The product is called Glance. It's a Bluetooth accessory that slips onto the band of your existing watch. The screen can alert you to messages or calls. It uses motion sensors for fitness tracking. And you can even use it as an air mouse when you use your hand to point at a screen. It's not the most stylish gadget, but it is different. A $70 pledge on Kickstarter can get you one. That's your tech news update. You can always get more at CNET.com. From our studios in New York, I'm Bridget Carey.